When we moved from Aruba to Sweden, we weren't really sure what to do with our home in Aruba. We didn't want to sell the space that had so many memories and offered us a place to stay when we returned to the island. But what else could we do after moving internationally? That's when my husband came up with a brilliant plan. We can become hosts on Airbnb. The process of getting our property on Airbnb was so easy. We were able to ask other hosts for tips and got a lot of great feedback. And Airbnb is really flexible. You just choose the dates you want to host. So if you don't have a full-time rental property like us, that's perfect too. We all know the cost of living is excessive right now, so you can get more out of your space when you host on Airbnb. The added income has been so important for my family and has given my husband a project to manage that he genuinely enjoys. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host. Welcome to Yoga Girl Daily. Happy Tuesday, everyone. It's Tune In Tuesday today, which of course means it's time for us to sit down and practice the beautiful art of self-reflection. I don't know how you're feeling, but we are a couple of weeks into this daily podcast by now, and Tuesdays for me are so profound. If you really give yourself the space and the chance to practice self-reflection every week, specifically through this podcast, you might find that at the end of an inquiry, you feel like you've just opened up a little sliver of something that you could inquire much, much deeper into. So if that happens, please give yourself some space that day to really talk about and share on this topic, or maybe journal on it a little bit more, or actually meditate on what's moving through your body on that specific theme, because we can learn so much about ourselves when we practice self-reflection. And literally, I think this is one of the keys to living a good life. I have tons of resources in my daily toolbox of self-care, but the ones I absolutely cannot go without are my supplements from Symbiotica. Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies in the world, and it's so refreshing to see a health and wellness brand only use clean premium ingredients in its formulas. No seed oils, no fillers, no additives, no natural flavors, and no artificial ingredients. Since taking their products, I have noticed I have so much more energy. Even though I haven't been sleeping that well because my baby doesn't sleep so good, I still feel refreshed when I wake up in the morning. And I think it's because I take the Symbiotica sleep formula every day. And not only this, the Symbiotica supplements are the best taking supplements I have ever had. The Symbiotica sleep formula actually tastes so good. It has a cacao flavor, which makes me really excited to take it every evening. This year is your year. Are you ready to feel the results? Head over to symbiotica.com and use the code DAILY for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Today, our topic is a little bit challenging. So especially today, if you feel like you're just beginning to move a little bit deeper through this topic and you want to give yourself more space to do that, give yourself that time today because this topic is a little bit serious. Today, we're going to talk about forgiveness. Forgiveness. Huh. It's a hard theme for me. I know hard theme for all of us. Just saying that word or listening to that word, forgiveness, how does that automatically feel inside of your body? Perhaps you have a little bit of a love-hate relationship to the idea of forgiveness, but forgiveness is such a spiritual practice, and it's vital that we have some sort of relationship to forgiveness, or we are going to move through life holding on to all of the resentment of everything that's ever happened to us. And forgiveness doesn't necessarily mean that we're doing something on behalf or for another person, right? So maybe you have a person that has harmed you or wronged you in your life. Forgiving them doesn't have to involve them at all. It's a really strange concept, I know, but forgiving someone for what they've done to you actually means that you're releasing the resentment or the frustration that's lingering from that hurt. It simply means that you are letting go of the pain that came from whatever that person did to you. So to forgive someone, they don't have to be physically present. You don't even have to tell them. They don't even have to be alive, right? But the practice of forgiveness is inquiring inside of ourselves and beginning to ease the grip on whatever we are holding on to that's left behind from that moment of pain that actually is weighing us down. So let's close our eyes for a moment and place palms of both of your hands on top of your heart and just feel into your heart space. Let's take a really deep breath in through the nose And through the mouth, let it out. Who do you need to forgive? What is lingering inside of your body, maybe weighing heavy on your heart, that's left behind from something that happened to you, maybe recently, maybe long ago? Perhaps there is someone in your past that betrayed you in some shape or form, maybe someone who hurt you somehow, someone who abandoned you, someone that caused you pain or harm, intentionally or unintentionally. Just feeling into your heart, what is there? And usually that first situation or that first hurt or that first person that comes to mind, that's what you should be focusing on right now, because that's what's currently sitting on the surface of your heart. And then envisioning or seeing in your mind's eye that person, right? That person that did you wrong. And what do you feel in your heart when you're bringing back that emotion of whatever transpired then? What's that energy like? Perhaps you immediately feel some anger. Maybe you feel a little bit of fire inside of your body, like there's some unresolved drama there, or there's some anger, resentment in the body. Or perhaps immediately what's evoked inside of you is a little bit of sadness. Yeah, maybe you feel sad about this thing that happened, or this thing that came your way, or whatever this person did to you. And whatever you're feeling there, just let that emotion linger for a moment. Let it stay. But recognizing in this moment that holding on to this emotion, whatever emotion it is, if it's anger or sadness, holding on to the resentment that's left behind from being hurt by this person, in this moment, it's only hurting you, right? This person has no idea what you're feeling right now, and probably their lives are not even affected by the fact that you're sitting here right now feeling this anger, feeling this sadness. And know that forgiving them for what happened, or at least opening the door to inquire into that practice of forgiveness, it's only going to give you some space. It's only going to give you some freedom and a little bit of lightness around this entire situation. So practicing forgiveness is a gift you give yourself. So this is just the beginning of this deeply beautiful, can be very cathartic, very healing, this inquiry that we're practicing today. So my invitation for you is to really have this be an opening. Give yourself time to sit down in silence and either journal on or meditate on, or find a friend and talk about this. Maybe what you're thinking about right now is something really old that you haven't let yourself think about for a long time. What it means is that it's still lingering inside of you, and that it's time for you to let it out and begin the process of letting it go. So, who do you need to forgive? Thank you so much for beginning this self-inquiry with me today. I hope it brings you some lightness. I hope it brings you a little bit of space, and of course, some well-deserved rest and freedom. Thank you for tuning in. Yoga Girl Daily will be back tomorrow.